All right. It's Thursday morning. This is our prayer service, our 8 a.m. prayer service. I am Minister Andre Jeffries. I am ministering from Richmond Heights, Ohio. A little snow on the ground. Don't look that cold, but it's a little cold out there this morning. But we thank God for all of y'all that are joining us this morning on the prayer line service. Thank you, Jesus. And at this time, we're going to turn it over into our first prayer lead. That would be Minister Bronson. Are you there?
Yes, indeed. Great morning to you all.
Good morning, sir. Go ahead. Let God use you.
Amen. Amen. I have been given the task to pray about faith on this morning. We are coming out of the faith scripture that we all know, Hebrews 11. Says faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. And it kind of reminds me of seeing a pregnant woman, and she's going to the doctor, and she hears the heartbeat of a baby that she hasn't held in her arms yet. There's evidence, there's proof, but we can't see it. Now, these days, they have these 3D ultrasounds and things of that nature, and, you know, we've gotten really high tech. But there was a time where the woman was going based off of her hormones and the kicking and things of that nature. There was evidence of something going on that couldn't be seen with the physical eyes, but it could be felt. I remember moving into my apartment and signing all the paperwork, and that apartment became mine. I had evidence that it belonged to me, but I didn't move all my stuff in yet. So faith becomes this substance of what's coming, evidence of something that we can't see. Hebrews 11 goes on to say, through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed out of God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It's amazing how, you know, secularists and atheists call it the Big Bang. But what banged together in the first place for all this stuff to come about? I know when God said, let there be light, and there was light, that explosion has kept our universe growing since its inception. It was by faith that Abel threw a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gift. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. That reminds me even of the alabaster box, how your sacrifice, how your faith still speaks, how your obedience still speaks even after death. And lastly, it was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. And for before he was taken, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So we can't even please God without faith. And we've come to know that God is a rewarder of those who sincerely or diligently seek him. Just after a quick search, I found out that Enoch's name meant dedicated or disciplined. So dedication and faith, discipline and faith are a recipe to please God and to get his rewards. And in Enoch's case, he never saw death. God took him because God was so pleased with him. Let's pray now on the subject of faith. Let's pray about our faith so that we can please God. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace to receive mercy in our time of need. We thank you, Lord, for this faith walk that you've placed us on. We get to walk by faith and not by sight. We learn to live off the word off of your word. We learn to live off of the words that come out of your mouth. We thank you that we get to stand on your promises. All of your promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Just as one of our Body of Christ Assembly anthems say, we set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on you, the one, the everlasting God. You don't change. Your love doesn't change. Your power doesn't change. Your position doesn't change. So we set all of our hope, our trust, and our faith on you. We can take all of your promises to the bank. We can cash in on every promise that you've given us. We set our hope on you, the one that causes all things to work together for our good. We set our hope on you, the one who is faithful to complete the work that you started. We set our hope on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Right now, we want to thank you, Father, for setting this into motion. We thank you for Jesus, who bridged the gap to you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is constantly and consistently drawing us into a life of faith and a life of transformation through the blood of Jesus, through the power of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that because all of heaven is leaning in all our direction, because of your grace, because of your mercy, because of your providence, we can have faith in spite of our situation. According to Psalm 27, once again, we remain confident in this, that we will see your goodness in the land of the living. And we show off the faith, our faith, by praising you in advance, by praising you in the midst, by praising you in spite of, by praising you just like Habakkuk does, giving you a yet praise. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God, in my Savior. That's even if the fig tree doesn't bud, even if there are no grapes on the vine, even if the olive crop fails, even if the fields produce no food, even if there are no sheep in the pen, even if there are no cattle in the stall, even if eggs go up to $10 a dozen, we will praise you and we will be joyful because you are our Savior. Hallelujah. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. We honor you. Even though situations change, you don't change. You are still on the throne. Time is filled with swift transition. Nothing on earth will stand unmoved. So we build our hope on things eternal. We build our hope on things everlasting. We will hold to your unchanging hand. Now, God, we thank you for the gifts that were outlined in 1 Corinthians 12. You gave some, according to your spirit, the message of wisdom, some the message of knowledge, some by healing, some by performing miraculous power, some by prophecy, some by distinguishing between spirits, some between speaking in different kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues. But today we thank you for the gift of faith. We understand that all of these work one and by the same Spirit, and you distribute them to each one just as you determine. So, Lord, we ask you for the gift of faith, just like Abraham had. You breadcrumbed him to a new nation and caused him to become the father of a nation. Faith like you gave Martin Luther, who spearheaded the Protestant movement, who removed the non-deities from the Christian faith. Faith like you gave Martin Luther King, who you gave a dream that led us into equality. And faith like you've given our bishop, who has always been a trailblazer, Help us, God, to believe you for the biggest and the best. We no longer want to be victims of our circumstance. We want to walk on the water that causes people so much anxiety and trouble. And we want to show them how to do it because we have the faith. Lead us by faith into becoming the ultimate us. Give us faith for our destiny. Give us faith for our goal. Give us faith for our desires that you've placed in us. As we delight ourselves in you, you give us the desires of our hearts. Give us faith for our families as we lead them into a better relationship with you, as we become the light and the salt that you've called us to be. Give us faith for our prosperity. We want to be just like one of our Old Testament forefathers who sowed in a bad time but reaped 100-fold. We believe you for that type of money multiplication. As you lead us into financial literacy, savings, investments, and wealth transfers. God, I pray that you would give us faith for our health, the kind of faith that will cause us to eat better, to drink better, to exercise. Give us faith that makes us participants in the long life that you plan to give us. Your word says, with long life, you have satisfied us and have become our salvation. We believe you for all of these things because we believe you, because we believe your word, because we believe that you love us. We believe you have a plan for us. And it's by faith we receive them right now. We receive the things that we hope for. We receive the things that we cannot see. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Minister Bronson. It's so good to hear you on the prayer line this morning, speaking faith on the prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your prayer this morning. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hey, y'all, I'm going to mute this live for 1 second. I got to praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our own Mother Goodman is on the prayer line this morning, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Lord. We're going to turn it over to our next prayer lead. That'll be our own Sister Mildred. Sister Mildred?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Go right ahead and let God use you.
Amen. Psalms chapter 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Father, we bless you and we praise you on this morning. We lift you up and give you honor, oh God. We glorify your name, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word that we delight ourselves in you and you will give us the desires of our hearts. We delight ourselves in you on this morning, the good, the gracious, the merciful God. Father, we delight in you and we pray you would give us the desires of our hearts. I pray that you would help us to see you above all things and find joy and peace in your presence. Father, we trust you and we trust your word, that you will fulfill the desires of our hearts according to your will. We thank you on this morning for your faithfulness and your righteousness, O God. We thank you for your faithfulness and your love towards us. Continue to open our hearts so that we can continue to display your love and see your love and your wisdom and your trust, God, and your truth. Father, guide us our steps as our thoughts. Guide our steps and our thoughts, O God, as we delight ourselves in you, as we delight ourselves in your ways, O God. Father, we find satisfaction in your presence, in your word, and in your worship. Father, we find satisfaction in your will, Father. Teach us how to delight ourselves in your ways, O God. Teach us how to encourage others, how to forgive others, how to be given to others, as we delight ourselves in your ways, Father. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon our lives. Father, continue to reveal yourself to us. We thank you for your joy, your peace, and your happiness on this morning. Father, we pray for favor on this morning. We pray for healing and protection, O God, as you teach us how to delight ourselves in your ways, God. Delight ourselves in your ways on how you give, on how you encourage, on how you speak kind and wisdom to others, O God. Help us to delight ourselves in your ways, O God. Father, we seek after your heart on this morning. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness this morning. Father, bless us with the things that we can stand for in you, Father, the need of everything you we have and that we want in you, Father. Father, bless us to be prosperous and of good health, Father. Father, cleanse us of everything that's in our lives that don't honor you, God. Cleanse us of everything in our life that disconnects us from you, O God, so we can be open unto you to delight ourselves in your ways of righteousness, in your ways of peace, in your ways of joy and happiness, O God. Help us and teach us how to delight ourselves in your ways, God, so that we can receive the desires of our heart. Father, bring healing, Father, to the mind, the body, and the soul, and the spirit, O God, as we open up to delight ourselves in your ways, God, and as you give us peace and understanding, God. Father, continue to bless us with your love, your power, and give us a sound mind. Father, bless us this morning with your strength, the desires of our hearts, obedience, O God, as we honor and respect and obey you on this morning, God. As fill our cup up, O God, as we learn to delight ourselves in your ways, O God. Delight ourselves in your works, O God. Delight ourselves in the will that you want for our life. Father, help us, O God. Strengthen us, Father. Father, let your glory and your grace rest upon us this morning. Father, we delight ourselves in you on this morning. Father, we delight ourselves in you on this morning, and we delight ourselves with satisfaction and sustain ourselves in you on this morning. Father, we trust you and we glorify you. Father, we pray this morning that you renew our spirit, renew our souls, and bring restoration, God, as we delight ourselves in your ways, delight ourselves in the things that you think of, delight ourselves in the things that you want us to do in our lives, oh God. Father, help us to give us understanding, God, as you give us clarity of your word, Father. Give us understanding, God. Bring us closer to you, Father. Let us put you first and trust in you, God. Let us learn how to love others as you love, Father, as we delight ourselves in your ways, God. We delight ourselves in the things that you have created, oh God. We delight ourselves in you, Father. We delight ourselves in you, Father, in fellowship. Things that you've given us to bring us closer to you, God, to bring us closer to you. We recognize and receive your gifts as a whole and individual, God. We praise you this morning and we lift you up, God, as you teach us how to delight ourselves in your ways and to receive the desires of our hearts, oh God. How to delight ourselves in your ways and caring for others. How to delight ourselves in your ways and helping others. Pouring into others your word, oh God, as we delight ourselves in your ways, God. There is none like you, Father. Continue to pour in our heart and continue to give us understanding on delighting ourselves in your ways so that we can receive the desires of our hearts, oh God. Father, we seek you first on this morning. We seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, for they shall be added, Father. Father, draw us near unto you. Father, you know the best thing for us and you know what's best for us. Father, we find comfort and contentment in you on this morning, and we honor your faithfulness and your righteousness, O God. God, we honor you, oh God, on this morning. Father, we delight ourselves in you on this morning, and we thank you this morning. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, for everything that you've done in our lives, and everything that you're going to do in our lives, God. And continue to open up our hearts, even on this morning, as you teach us how to delight ourselves in your ways, God. Things that's of you, things that's of your heart. Things that you want for us, oh God, as we help others, as we pour into others, as we teach others, as we speak your word over the lives of others, oh God, delighting ourselves in your ways, oh God. Father, there is none like you, and you are holy, and you are giving, and you are trustworthy, God. Teach us how to be trustworthy and true as we delight ourselves in your ways, oh God. Father, we love you, and we believe you, and we believe in your promises on this morning. Holy is the Lord, and we lift you up on this morning. We exalt the King on this morning, and we anoint. We want you to pour down your anointing on this morning. You are our God, and we are your people, and we trust you this morning, God. We glorify you this morning, and we praise you this morning as you open up our heart, open up our mind, and open up the will of our lives to delight ourselves in your ways so that we can receive the desires of our hearts, oh God. For there is none like you, Father, and your word is true. We know that the earth is yours, oh God, and the earth has been made of your power, the world by your wisdom, and heaven has been stretched out by your understanding. And we love you this morning, Father. We glorify you this morning. We magnify you this morning, and we lift you up this morning, and we give you praise, God. We praise you for your creation, oh God, the creation of the world, God, everything that you've created, oh God. Everything that you've created, we praise you, Father. And we thank you for all your glory, oh God. We thank you for the things that you've done, oh God. And we thank you for what you're going to do, Father. Father, we trust you and we believe in you on this morning. We trust you and we believe in you as we learn to delight ourselves in your ways so that we can receive the desires of our heart. Help us, oh God. Help us, Father. Help us, oh God, help us and strengthen us, Father. Remind us, God, day after day and hour after hour, minute after minute. Remind us of your glory and your will for our life, the promises that you have set forth for us in our life. Let us not be weary of well-doing, oh God. We trust you on this morning. We lift you up. We lift up you because you're gracious, oh God. You're glorious. You're merciful. And we love you. We love you for all that you're doing in our children's life, how you have covered them, how you have kept them, and has given us peace, oh God. Have you have kept them and how you speak to them, how you cover them. And we pray that you continue to direct them, God, so that they ways will be delighted in your ways and that they can have the desires of their hearts, oh God. We pray that you continue to cover our grandchildren, cover them in your blood and give them peace, oh God, so that we can continue to teach them to delight in your ways and that they can have the desires of their hearts also, Father. Father, we lift you up on this morning in spirit and in truth. We give you glory on this morning and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. As we thank you, God, we praise you, God, and we worship you, God. We're delighting ourselves in your ways on this morning. As we sing and as we dance and as we read your word, oh God, as we get closer to you, learning how to delight ourselves in your ways, oh God, so that we can receive the desires of our heart. We love you and we praise you this morning. We lift you up in spirit and in truth. You are holy. You are righteousness. And blessed are they which thirst after your righteousness, oh God, after your righteousness, oh God, and after your faithfulness. Blessed are they that thirst after you, Father. Father, we need your wisdom on this morning. We need you to continue to pour in us on this morning, and we need your mercy. Father, help us to discern spirit. So God, help us to discern your mighty hand as it lay upon our lives, oh God. We are blessed this morning. We are blessed in the spirit and in our soul, oh God, and we thank you this morning. We thank you that we are able to lift you up this morning. We thank you that we're able to understand and lighten ourselves in your ways on this morning, oh God. We thankful, Father, that you've given us desires of our hearts, God, as time passed, oh God. Things that we desired, you've given us, God, and things that we didn't need, that was a desire too, Father. Father, we thank you and we praise you on this morning and we glorify you. And we give you praise because you are holy, God. And we lift you up because you are the King of glory. You are the everlasting Father. You are the everlasting King, God. And help us as we move forward, God, to delight ourselves in your ways. Help us to encourage. Help us to forgive and be given. Help us to speak in the lives of others. Help us to minister to others, God, as we delight ourselves in your way so that we can be open to receive the desires of our hearts, God. Father, we thirst after you this morning. We thirst after your righteousness, your goodness, and your faithfulness, God. We thirst after your power, God, and your presence and your protection, oh God. We pray that you continue to keep us, keep our children, keep our minds, oh God. We pray that we can display your love as we delight ourselves in your ways, oh God. Let us display your love, oh God. I rebuke any spirit of selfishness, oh God, any spirit that hinder us, God, from delight ourselves in your ways on this morning, Father. We love you. We trust you. We praise you. And we lift you up, Father. Give us what we need, God, as we move forward, God, so that we can delight ourselves in you and in your ways so that we can receive the desires of our hearts, oh God. We need you and we praise you and we trust you, God. We lift you up this morning in spirit and in truth. We pray as you continue, as we continue to read our word, read your word, Father, continue to open up our hearts to receive, oh God. Continue to open up our hearts that we remember your word as we speak back your word to your people, oh God, as we lift them up, Father. Teach us this morning how to delight ourselves in your ways so that we can receive the desires of our hearts, God. I bless you this morning. I praise you and I lift you up this morning because there is none like you and your word is truth, God. Your word is truth. And we love you and we praise you and we delight thyself also in the Lord and he should give us the desires of our hearts. We trust you and we love you all this morning, God, and we lift you up. Let us walk and delight ourselves in your ways on this morning, God. In Jesus' name I pray. And now I would like to turn it over to the host.
Amen, amen. We are praying on this prayer line this morning, y'all. Thank you, Sister Mildred. It has been a delight for me to have you as my sister on this prayer line service. We thank you for serving and surrendering your will to God's will. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. You drilled that home this morning. You drilled it. You broke through that fallow ground in me. Thank you, Lord, that I can delight myself in you. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, y'all, we're getting to our halfway mark. Some of y'all may have to leave at this time. And we're asking, before you leave, if you can sow a seed. You can go to our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text to give, G-I-V-E, at 216-446-1209. That's give, 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You also put in all your prayer requests. We are praying on this prayer line for those that you know that need prayer. Invite them to the prayer line. Invite them to this service in the name of Jesus. You can also upload your one-minute GPS that's guiding people to salvation. Okay, if anyone is interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host, you can contact our church and talk to Pastor Lenore. Someone will be getting back with you. You can leave a message at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. We will help you in getting you acclimated to being on the prayer line. All you have to do is by faith, call Pastor Lenore, and we'll get you started in the name of Jesus. All right, excuse me. At this time, we're going to introduce our next prayer lead. That would be our own Pastor Terry Buckner.
Grace and peace. Yes, I'm with you. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful day. This is the God that made. He has allowed us to wake up and to pray one for another and to pray unto our God and just talk to our God. Minister Brunson did an excellent job on faith. I was liking that. I was into that. I like that, Minister Brunson. Blessings on you. Blessings on you. And of course, my little sister, Mildred praying. Boy, Mildred get in there, she just go right at it. We be laughing and joking, but she'll fire. She'll bring that fire. I appreciate you. And, of course, Minister Drake for the hosting our line. All our prayer leads and all the prayer hosts do a wonderful job, and we appreciate you all so much. And I like hearing your voices in the morning. It gives me energy. Hallelujah. It gives me energy, strength. And, of course, Mother Goodman, who's doing much better. I thank God for her. I love to hear her voice, Mother Goodman. She's an inspiration to me. All these mothers are. I got some favorites, and I don't mean to say anything against anyone else, but you all, let me say this, all of you all have favorites, and it's okay, because guess what? God has favorites, too. I know it's no respecter of person, but he has his favorites. When you call on the Lord, let me say this real quick. When you call on the Lord and he looks at the caller ID, he don't say, well, it's Johnny, I'm busy. He answers. Or it's Terry, I'm not busy. He answers because we're all favorites in the eyes of God. And that's what I'm going to say, that he loves us. He wants you to have the desires of your heart. And he hears you when you pray. The man of God yesterday, when he spoke on, he hears you when you pray. It just did something to me. I was telling everybody about it. He hears you when you pray. I'm gonna be coming out of 1 Thessalonians 5 about prayer. But before I go into that, I want to say that all those that are on the prayer list, all those that are on the prayer list, he hears you when you pray. Yes, he do. He hears you. Sister Kaylin just texted me. This went to school with my daughter, and she said, can I call you and talk with you? I said, of course you can. Of course you can. As soon as I get off this line, I was trying to figure out how to put her on the line, but I'll figure that out later. But listen, he hears you, Sister Kaylin, when you pray. Sister LaTanya, he hears you when you pray. Sister LaShonda, he hears you when you pray. He hears you about your grandchildren, about your children. He hears you. Sister Manzella, he hears you. He hears you. He hears you. He sees your heart right now, and he's going to answer you in the name of Jesus. Sister Mercedes, God hears you. Oh, Lord, God hears you. He hears you when you pray. Pastor Lenore, speedy recovery to you. We want your total healing, and God hears you. God hears you. We ask God to cover you, to be with you, to strengthen you. You strengthen so many. You strengthen millions and millions of people. And you think God would forget about you, his chosen vessel? No. He hears you, Pastor Lenore, when you pray. Sister Roberta, you're praying for your husband. He hears you. He hears you. Minister Andre, you and your wife pray for one. He hears both of you. He sees what's going on in your heart and your mind, your soul. He's in control. Sister Linda James, he's in control of your life. Your healing is in his hands, and he will raise you up. Sister Rachel, he will raise you up, the Hunt family. He hears you when you pray. Mother Goodman, he hears you. He sees you. He sees your faith. My God, he sees it. Sister Damons, he sees it. He sees your faith. He sees it. He understands what you're dealing with, and he will answer you. My God, he hears you when you pray. Tracy, he hears you when you pray. My God, the Lord hears you when you pray. I thank God for that. Yesterday, that message is just all on me, because God, he's never too busy for you and I. My God, he's on the prayer line. Moses said, I will not go, Lord, unless your presence goes with us. His presence is always with us. We call on the Lord. We call on his presence, and he comes and see what we're doing. He want to make sure we praying for the people and keeping the people covered and keeping the people on our mind and our heart. He wants to see us join in, together in unity. He hears us when we pray. Lord, have mercy. 1 Thessalonians. I'm getting a little beside my 1 Thessalonians 5. And Paul here is giving one of his final exhortations. He says, around verse 12, of course, I'm reading out of the Living, my study Bible. He says, dear brothers and sisters, as he said, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you a spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholeheartedly love because of their work and peacefully with one another. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, take tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with those, with everyone. Be patient with the people of God. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and all people. Here we go, verse 16 says, always be joyful and never stop praying. And the King James said, pray without ceasing. But don't stop praying. Keep praying because he hears you when you pray. He hears you. He understands what's going on in your heart. He understands what you're dealing with. You are not dealing with nothing that God has not dealt with in his own walk, in his own ministry. He's seen everything. I'm sorry, verse 18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff the prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Hold on to what is good. Remember that he hears you when you pray. Father, let me just thank you right now. Let me thank you. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for this body of believers who join in every morning faithfully. I thank you for them. I thank you for their prayers that covered me and my family. I appreciate them. I thank you for the spirit of unity that we have gathered here. All the body of Christ assembly members, all those who have been with us in past and been with us in the present, all the co-laborers across the land, we pray for them and their family, and we encourage them that God hears you when you pray. We ask God to draw the backslider home, my God, in the name of Jesus. We ask him to give us the desires of our heart. We ask him to direct our steps this morning. We ask him to meet every need, every petition, every cry, every moan, every groan. We ask him right now to meet us in the name of Jesus. We ask him to send us right connections to our life, the right people that would help us, the right people that would help us when we do our investing. The Bible says you receive not because you ask not. Ask God and he will direct you to those people in the mighty name of Jesus. We asking God this morning to turn our finances around for the good, for so we can be able to invest and don't have no pressure upon us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we won't be pressured to pay this bill or to do this. No, we just release it in the name of Jesus, because we know that God, he hears us when we pray. Hey, praying that he would send forth his angels to cap about us, all those that are on the prayer list, all those that are on the sick list, all those that are shut in, my God, in the name of Jesus, for we know that he hears us when we pray. We are praying for a revival to begin into our hearts. My God, revive us. Stir us up, Lord. Stir the gift up of God that is in our heart right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you because we know that you hear us when we pray. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, my God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing formed against the enemy can't have our children. The enemy can't come into our business affairs. He can't come into the business meeting. It's shut. That door is shut just for believers. Hallelujah. Believers, those whose minds are stayed on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we know he hears us when we pray. We thank you, Lord, for being our provider, our Jehovah Jireh, always making a way out of no way. We thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit, how you lead us through tough terrain. Hallelujah. We thank you for every storm, my God. We thank you for every whirlwind right now. Right now, all things are working together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus because you hear us when we pray. We thank you, Father, for all the things that you're doing, that you're going to do in our life. We thank you in advance for the door that is about to open up for the young man to go to school, for the young lady to go to school in the name of Jesus. Those jobs, my God, will be open right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you because, God, you hear us when we pray. We thank you, Lord, for going the distance with us. We thank you for running the race with us. We thank you for your pushing us, for stretching us in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you hear us when we pray. We thank you for our leaders right now. We honor and respect upon our leaders, our Pastor Lenore, who leads us and feeds us and gives us words of encouragement on a daily basis. We ask God for total healing in our life right now in the name. Turn the situation around. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray right now. We thank you for the man of God who delivers the word each and every day. We thank you because God hears us when we pray. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We didn't been through storm after storm after storm, but the man of God will give us a word that it will strengthen our faith, and when our faith will be increased in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray. We pray without ceasing today. We cast all cares upon him because we know that he loves us. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous will availeth much. We will not stop praying. Hallelujah. We will not stop knocking on the door. We will not stop seeking. We will not stop asking. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing. We thank you because you're the Creator. You're the Good Shepherd. You're the Mighty God. You're the Everlasting Father. And we say thank you and we praise you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you because you hear us when we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, people of God, for bearing with me. I'm a go now. He's good. Sorry. He's so good and kind and merciful. And I just love him so much. I love the people. Just hearing the people in the morning blesses me and gives me strength. He hears us when we pray. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. We thank you. We thank you for your prayer, your heartfelt prayer. The Lord hears us when we pray. Food for thought. He took me to another place in that. He hears me when I pray, and he hears me when I don't pray. He put that in my spirit yesterday. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing me always. Thank you, Jesus. Our mission statement, we are a church in the cities impacting the world, a construction site for the family, a university for success, a people vowing to praise his name. Amen. We're asking that you can stay connected to Bishop Clark and receive emails and texts. All you have to do is text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. That's text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. And you will get all of our emails and our texts sent to you regularly in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the vision of our bishop to expand the ministry, to go over the walls, that we can minister from our own location. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, we're asking those that have to leave, you can sow a seed at this time. You can do it at Bishop, at our Cash App, $Bishop Clark. Text to give 216-446-1209. Prayer has been good this morning. I thank God for all of our prayer leads that have went forth. That was Minister Bronson on faith, Hebrews 11:1. He said, substance of what is coming. He said, Enoch's name is dedication. Yeah, we want to be dedicated to the Lord, dedicated to doing his work in the name of Jesus. The Big Bang Theory. I don't know how they can't, why they can't explain all the order that's going on. You're shaking stuff up and you're throwing it out there. How do you get all this order we have in the universe? Only a God can do that. And I thank God for allowing us to be a part of his plan this morning. Sister Mildred, thank you, sister. She said, joy and peace in your presence. That's what I want to have, joy and peace in the presence of the Lord. We're delighting ourselves. We're being satisfied by Jesus. You can be satisfied on this prayer line. All you have to do is participate in what God is doing this morning. You can be satisfied because God does hear your prayers. I'm Minister Andre Jeffries once again. I am your last prayer lead. I'm going to pray. I've been given an assignment just to pray whatever's on my heart. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you right now for waking us up this morning, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the air that we are breathing right now in your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the breath of life that you breathe on the inside of us, Lord. And we thank you this morning, Jesus, that we can praise you from our mouths, Lord. We can praise you from our minds. We can praise you from our hearts this morning, Lord Jesus. For you are worthy, Lord. You are so, so worthy, Lord, of all the praise, the honor that we give you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for drawing us together, all those that are on this prayer line this morning. Those that are new, Lord Jesus, we ask that you plant a seed, Lord Jesus. Let them know that they can get the help that they need right now, Lord Jesus. They can come to you and get free, Lord, in your name, Jesus. You can give them deliverance from whatever they're going through right now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord Jesus. We just pray that you continually have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the allotted time that you've given us, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for our bishop's teaching, Lord Jesus. We want to manage our time this morning, Lord. We want to make it count, Lord. We don't want to waste it, Jesus. We want to praise you. We want to get it in this morning, Lord. We don't want to waste our time this morning, Jesus. We don't want to waste our time with people around us that's not going and doing anything for you, Lord. Help us to let them go, Lord. Anything that's holding us back, Lord, that's hindering us, Lord Jesus, from doing what you want us to do, Lord. Help us not to waste our time this morning, Lord. Lord, we're seeking after you. We're seeking after your kingdom, Jesus, and your righteousness, Lord. That's what we want, Lord Jesus. That's what we want to spend our time doing today, Lord Jesus. Your will, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for your forgiveness of our sins, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making us whiter than snow this morning. By your blood, Jesus, It's only by your blood, Jesus. Your righteousness, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, forgive us, Lord, for where we're falling short of your glory, Lord. We repent right now, Lord. We want to give you the glory, Lord, that you deserve, Lord. Let us use this time wisely, Lord Jesus. Help us to make our calling and election sure this morning, Lord. Help us to learn and study your word, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to understand these new disruptive technologies, Lord, that the bishop is putting forth for us to learn, Lord. Give us the manageability, Lord Jesus, to apply, Lord Jesus, these new technologies to our lives, Lord. Give us the understanding and the wisdom, Lord, how to invest, Lord, to advance your kingdom today, Lord. We want to advance your kingdom into our families, Lord, into the next generation, Jesus. Show us what we need to do, Lord Jesus. Show us what we need to say. Show us how we need to live today, Lord Jesus. Help us to learn, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Help us to impress the importance, Lord, the urgency of being baptized in your wonderful name, Lord. Being filled with your spirit, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, Lord. Continue to refill us, Lord. Recharge us, renew us, Lord. Restore us, Lord. In your name, Jesus. In your name, let it be done, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are praying for those that are still grieving this morning, Lord Jesus. That are still, Lord, grieving the loss of their loved ones, those that are recently deceased, Lord Jesus. We are praying for Bishop Javar Richardson this morning, Lord. Continue, Lord, to comfort the family, Lord Jesus. Sister Karima and Elvis, Sister Denise and our own brother Dobbs, Lord Jesus. We're praying for them, Lord Jesus. Continue to comfort and love around them. Put your angels around them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your ministering spirits this morning, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are praying for the man's fellowship this weekend that's coming forward. Those that will be gathering with our own Pastor Buckner, John F. Kennedy Recreation Center, those that are that you know that want to come to the man's fellowship, let them know we're fellowshipping from 11 to like 1 o'clock on Saturday, this Saturday going forth. John F. Kennedy, that's on Miles. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let it be a time of strengthening. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying for marriages, Lord. Let your love reign, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to come closer to one another in our marriages, Lord Jesus. Lord, let this be a time of renewing and refreshing, Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord. Recommitment, Lord Jesus, to one another around this Valentine's Day that's coming, Lord Jesus. Give it a fresh anointing, Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord, we're praying for the singles that they find their husbands and their wives, Lord Jesus. You know who they are, Lord Jesus. You know how to draw them together, Lord Jesus, in your perfect timing, Lord Jesus. Let us be done, Lord Jesus. Let it be done, Lord Jesus. Lead and guide them, Lord, to one another, Lord. Answer their prayers, Lord, like you answered mine, Lord. Let them find the ATM with a capital P, the answer to their prayers, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you this morning, Lord Jesus. We are praying, Lord Jesus, for the singles, Lord. We are praying for those that are married today, Lord Jesus. Continue to strengthen, Lord. Don't let the enemy come between them, Lord. Let them be as one flesh, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Have your way in their lives, Lord. Have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are praying for our children. Watch over them, Lord. We are praying for all of our family members, Lord, those that are saved, those that are unsaved, Lord Jesus. We ask that you save those, Lord Jesus. Draw them to you with your love and your kindness this morning, Lord. Help us to show them your love and your kindness, Lord. Help us to show them the changes that's taking places in our lives. Help us to show them the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, Lord. And help us to give you the glory and the honor, Lord Jesus, that you deserve, Lord. We thank you for healing our own Mother Goodman, Lord. We thank you for having her on the prayer line. We thank you for all the healing that's taking place, Lord. Those that are sick and afflicted, Lord Jesus, we're asking for healing on them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, give increase to our finances, Lord. Those that need, Lord, right now, Lord Jesus, work a miracle, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to get out of the holes that we may have dug ourselves in, Lord, that we may have mismanaged our money with, Lord Jesus. Help us to do better in our finances, in your name, Jesus. Finally, Lord, we're praying for the President of the United States, those newly elected cabinet members, Lord Jesus. Lord, help them to make godly decisions for our country, Lord, for the welfare of our people, Lord Jesus, and for those that are around the world, Lord, that we have supported, Lord, for so long, Jesus. Don't take away the finances needed, Lord, for those that are impoverished, Lord Jesus, in other countries, Lord, that are depending on us, Lord. Keep your hand of protection on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Lord, we're also praying for our church leaders, especially our bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark and Pastor Lenora Clark, Lord. You know the needs of the ministry, Lord. You hear his prayers, Lord Jesus. You hear her prayers, Lord Jesus. We touch and agree right now that it be done, Lord. Have your way in their lives, in their children's lives, in their grandchildren's lives, Lord. Continue, Lord, to help him in his studies, Lord. In his education, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For feeding us daily, Lord, on your daily bread, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for letting your word come forth, Lord. Open up our ears, Lord Jesus, to hear what the Spirit is saying this morning, Lord. And give us the ability to obey what the Spirit is saying, Lord. Give us the power, Lord Jesus, to execute, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you.
Yes,
Lord. God bless everyone. Thank you. Don't forget. Bishop will be coming on in about 1 minute. Don't forget to turn on the daily bread. It will be coming on in about 1 minute. God bless everyone. We love y'all. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Be blessed.